I'm Mindy Todd. Welcome to The Point. A cappella groups have been around for ages, but in recent years, their popularity has soared. With movies like Pitch Perfect and TV shows like Glee and The Sing-Off, a cappella groups have moved into the spotlight. The internet has also played a role in increasing the popularity of a cappella groups. The web gives access to other talented singers as to what they're doing and how to replicate it. Today, we sit down with two a cappella groups, Hyena Sound and Cape Harmony. Up first, the ladies of Cape Harmony. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you
so much. We're so happy to be here.
All right. So you are Annie.
Yes.
Annie Healy. And so, Annie, tell us a little bit about the group, Cape
Harmony.
Absolutely. Who are you ladies and where are you coming from?
Absolutely. So Cape Harmony as an institution was founded in 2006 by two young women who saw that there were two all-male a cappella groups, one in Cape Cod as the Hyena Sound and one in Martha's Vineyard as the Vineyard Sound. And they thought to themselves, where are the girls at? Mm-hmm. And so thus Cape Harmony was born. And for the past 12 years, Cape Harmony has evolved from a group of dedicated young women who would stand on the side of the street in front of their bucket in hopes of earning enough money for a girls' night out every once in a while to today's group, which is a professional work experience run entirely by each summer's current members.
Right. And Sarah Miller, you've been here before, Sarah.
Yes.
And so some people return year after year, I mean, for mm-hmm. a couple of years anyway, right?
Yeah. So it's definitely an experience that benefits from having some experienced members currently in the group from summer to summer. So we have a range. Some girls do one summer. This is my fourth summer in Cape Harmony, my final summer, but it's really about what kind of fits into your life and what other things are going on. But we definitely are excited about people who want to come back, and we think that that makes the whole experience better for everybody. So
how do you, how's the selection process work? Because I'm sure you have 10 in the group, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you get a lot more than 10 who want to be in the
yeah.
group. So how do you do that?
So we, every summer, at the end of the summer, we figure out who's coming back and how many spots we have open. And then we just really advertise to college a cappella groups primarily. And across the country, we just send out information about we're holding auditions. And girls in college submit videos of themselves singing a solo and doing some skills and things like that. And we get to know them a little bit through their videos. And from that pool of videos, we choose about 20 that we invite for an in-person callback in Boston that takes place in March. And then from those in-person callbacks, we have long interviews and we do some more singing and they get to sing with the group. And we really get to sort of explore the potential of them joining the group a little bit further. And from that pool, we choose the final members that will join for that upcoming summer.
All right. So, Annie, let me ask you this question. Personalities. I mean, you could have some great singers, but maybe they don't jive with the rest of the girls because you all live together for the summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how do you deal with that? Is that part of the selection process? You want to try to find out if this girl's going to mix with the others?
Oh, absolutely. We have a fairly extensive interview portion to our callback weekend, and one of the main reasons that we do that is because Cape Harmony is quite the definition of live, work, play. It's 10 girls, it's one house, and we are with each other all day, every day. And you kind of get to know every aspect of a person, their professional persona, their living habits and things like that. So definitely taking their personality into consideration is something that we weigh very heavily on when considering, new additions for each member of the group.
Right. And then how do you decide? We each have different jobs, right? So
mm-hmm.
What's your job, Annie?
I'm the publicity manager.
Okay. And what's yours, Sarah?
I'm the business manager.
Okay. And then you have somebody's a music director, right? Who's that?
Okay. That's me. I'm the music director. My name is Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. So as a music director, you get to decide who's singing. So who's going to have the lead role here? And it's interesting how when you're singing and you move around depending on what part you're singing. So you're like human instruments.
Yeah, essentially.
So how do you do that? How do you figure out who's going to do what and play to their strengths?
So actually each summer, the girls bring two songs to me. One is an oldie, more of a classic, and the other is a contemporary, something more top 40. And I decide which of the two they'll sing for the entire summer. So each girl really plays an important role in deciding what they're going to sing so that they can showcase their unique talents. And we have something that fits into our repertoire.
So how do you come up with the song list? Is it from that, what they bring to you?
Yeah, it's from that pool. And then during the summer, we add new music every week. So I kind of decide what is missing from our set. Right now we have a song from every decade since the 50s. And so by that point, once every girl has their own solo that they've picked, we then begin to add other songs that I decide on, or I get some help from the girls. And then we, from that point, vote on soloists as a group.
All right, Annie, tell us what you're going to sing and who's singing.
All right. So this song is my solo for the summer, and it's called It's My Life. It's originally by Bon Jovi, but today it's brought to you by Cape Harmony.
One, two, three. This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. No silent prayer for the faith departed. I ain't gonna be just facing the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life, my heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, did it my way. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life.
You're listening to The Point. We'll talk more after a quick break. You're listening to The Point. We're talking with members of Cape Harmony, Cape Cod's female a cappella group. So many of your performances are in the evening. So how do you spend your days? Is it pretty much rehearsal during the day?
Yeah, so it's kind of different day to day, but I would say a typical Cape Harmony day usually involves some rehearsal and then some work on the business side of things. As you mentioned, everybody has a role. So we really work as a group to sort of delegate and divide up responsibilities that can help us sort of spread the word about Cape Harmony and just help the business grow. So I would say each day we kind of divide up our time between – music work and business work, and then fill in the rest with some bonding and beaching and some free time.
Have to have a little bit of fun.
Got to enjoy summers. Yeah. Right.
How has singing with Cape Harmony, is it different from other a cappella groups that you've performed with? Anybody want to chime in on that? Is it a similar experience? Is it much different? Go ahead, Rachel.
I think it's a similar experience, but I would say it's much more rigorous. I think being a part of a collegiate a cappella group, you typically rehearse anywhere from 2 times a week to, I guess, 4 times a week. My group rehearsed 3 times a week. And in Cape Harmony, we rehearse every single day. We perform every single night. I think in a collegiate group, you might have a few major performances a year. But this is really a full-time job.
Right. Is anybody looking to a music career after school? Okay, a couple of come on, step up to the microphone. Tell me what your name is and what you're hoping to do.
My name's Kayla LaCorey, and I'm hoping to be a music therapist.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. And where are you going to school now?
I go to Berklee College of Music.
Berklee. Okay, there you go. Somebody else raised their hand. Go ahead, come on up.
My name is Julia McBride, and I'm hoping to be a music teacher one day.
And what school?
University of Delaware.
Wow, you really do come from all over. Did you raise your hand too? Yeah, come on up and tell us who you are and what you're hoping.
My name is Mackenzie Kahn. I graduated from the College of St. Rose in Albany, New York, with my degree in music industry in 2015. So I'm definitely following that right now. It's a little, we'll see where it leads me in the future, but it's definitely on my radar.
Right. So what's been the biggest surprise for you about being on Cape Cod or performing with Cape Harmony? Anybody have any thoughts on that? Is the experience what you thought it was going to be?
It's what I thought it would be, I guess, but, you know, 10 times better. I never thought that I would learn as many professional techniques and work practices as I have in Cape Harmony. You know, I got into the group as I was graduating college, and I've always loved to perform, and I was ready to do it in Cape Cod. My family has a house in Chatham, so I was like, this is the best of both worlds. I can't wait. And you know, the lessons that I learned leaving last summer were just so far beyond anything that I ever could have imagined. I was really able to learn from girls and from previous summers and really practice those skills. So right now I'm the publicity manager, and I've really been able to, you know, write press releases and get in contact with our media. And it's actually been a really great tool to use for my resume.
So as we mentioned, some of you are returning for a second, third, or in your case, Sarah, fourth summer with Cape Harmony. There may come a time when a job or other circumstances don't allow another summer on Cape Cod. Do you think you'd seek out other opportunities to sing with a group if that happened? Or do you think singing will always be part of your life? We talked to the ladies who want to go on to music, but is singing something you think you'll always do?
Yeah, I think we've sort of talked about this casually as a group, and just in, we all sort of share an opinion that we want to keep music in our lives, and it's meant so much to us up to this point. And I think we all feel strongly that it's something we want to be sort of connected to in one way or another moving forward in our lives, whether that be joining another group, a professional group, you know, in our various towns or hometowns, or just sort of staying connected to the music industry or the world going on. Just it means a lot to us, so I think we'll definitely try to stay connected to
it. I want to talk about the coolness factor.
Okay.
I mean, a cappella groups have been around in college campuses forever,
right?
But it wasn't exactly thought of as cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pitch Perfect comes along, the TV shows I mentioned.
Totally.
And now you're cool, right?
Coolest girls on Cape Cod.
Cool, maybe even beyond. Have you noticed that? I mean, do people look at you differently since, you know, a cappella's kind of been in the spotlight in the media?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were really lucky because when a lot of us were either just starting college or once we were in college, it was sort of right as a cappella was kind of exploding as something that people were interested in and excited about. I think Pitch Perfect is definitely to credit for some of that help. I think the TV shows you mentioned, all of that, the media around a cappella just helped it sort of really grow. But I think we just feel really lucky, honestly, that we got to live through that kind of whole experience, because for us, being in college and being interested in a cappella was super rewarding. And, you know, it was at a time when everyone else was really into it. And so that just made it all more fun.
Yeah. And of course, the downside to that, I guess, is you've got more competition, right? Because more people want to be in the cool a cappella group.
And a stronger community.
True.
Yeah,
right.
There's a lot of people who are fans of a cappella and want to support each other. So we're super lucky.
Tell us who the group is this year.
Okay.
Who makes up Group Cape Harmony?
We've got Catherine Doyle from Medford, Massachusetts. We've got Rachel Rubin from Litchfield, Connecticut. We've got Kayla LaCorey from Orlando, Florida. We've got Adrian Rube from Pennsylvania. We've got Annie Healy from Needham, Mass. We've got Julia McBride from Plymouth, Mass. Marin English, also from Plymouth, Mass. Mackenzie Kahn from New York. And Sarah Miller, myself, also from Needham, Massachusetts.
Okay, how about some singing then? What, right?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Let's get to it.
You got it.
All right, Rachel Rubin, you are the music director, so all eyes on you. What are we doing?
So this song is Bridge Over Troubled Water, originally by Simon and Garfunkel. This is the song that I chose to be my summer solo.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side, oh, when times get rough and friends just when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water.
You're listening to The Point. We'll talk more after a break. You're listening to The Point. Up next here, we have Hyannis Sound. Similar to the girls in Cape Harmony, you guys come from all over the place. So, Jason Burke, tell us a little bit about Hyannis Sound and how long you've been around, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so Hyena Sound is Cape Cod's all-male professional a cappella group. We've been around since 1994. There's always 10 guys. It kind of started out as an experiment to see whether or not they could make a cappella work on the Cape. They all worked day jobs and kind of bounced around and tried to find as much business as they could. And over time, it's kind of evolved into what it is today. We do this full time. We rehearse for, 4 to 6 hours a day, and then we do shows and other performances during the days. So it's really an experience to improve as a musician. People get experience running a small business because everything we do is done by us.
Yeah, same. You follow sort of the same pattern as the girls. Do you all live in the same house too?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do.
Same kind of. So you're rehearsing all day and then performing. All right, Anthony, what are the jobs? What's your job with the group?
So I am the operations manager. So I handle all the finances. I make sure that we pay our rent on time and make sure the electric bill gets paid. And I'm also in charge of organizing chores. So we have chores every week to make sure that the house is running smoothly and is nice and clean, because living with 10 guys in one house, it can get a little dirty and messy. But we try to keep the house running, and I'm in charge of doing that. So, yeah, it's a good time.
Grayson, what's your job?
I'm in charge of the social media this summer, so we just hit 6,000 likes on Facebook, and I run the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram that we keep going, so that's my role this summer. But all the other guys have positions too, so some people are in charge of the website, social events for our group to make sure that we're, getting along well and have a lot of fun in the summer. Jason's in charge of the business stuff. What else do we have?
Who's the music director?
Jared.
Yeah,
Jared,
music director and publicity manager and all these things. So everybody has their own position.
So tell us about your selection process. How do you decide who these 10 guys are going to be?
So it starts online. We send out email blasts to all the college groups that we have relationships with. People find out about us on social media or YouTube videos or stuff like that. And they can submit videos. And then we will typically get just under 100 videos usually, and then we'll invite the top 20-25 guys to Boston for a weekend of auditions. We'll put them through like 3 or 4 or 5 rounds of callbacks, and then by the end of the weekend we have our new guys.
Now of course there's a lot of work that goes into a successful season. In a sense, you are running a business, as you're just talking about, not to mention that you also cut albums. We still call them albums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
During the summer.
We actually have a new one coming out next week.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. So what are the other skills that you're taking away from the experience?
So a big part of this experience is, music is a huge part, but a lot of it is meeting new people and putting yourself out there and being really social. We have to talk in front of a big audience every night, so being able to learn some good social skills and interpersonal skills is super vital and super important to this job. And it's very transferable, because anywhere you go, you're going to have to be interacting with people. And it's given me a lot more confidence being in this group to be able to talk for myself and advocate for myself and also just build relationships.
Yeah, I guess you can't be shy, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's something that I was going to say, is that develops from year to year. So what we do is usually when we take new people into the group, we ask them to stay at least for 2 summers. And I can tell, this is my 3rd summer now, and just the difference that I've made personally from summer to summer is just improving, like how I handle myself in front of an audience and how present I am every night. We do the same thing, not the same thing, but we perform almost every night, and we sing some of the same songs, and it's very important to, not just get into a rhythm of doing the same thing every night. And that's something that I've learned a lot from this group, is that, I'm going to challenge myself by trying something new with my song every night, or, just like meeting new people every single night and trying to make sure that every night is special of the whole summer is really important. So,
all right, let's do some music, shall we?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do it.
All right, so Jason, you're going to be singing what? Tell us what the song is.
I am singing Who's Loving You by the Jackson 5. We do more of the Michael Bublé version, which is kind of cool. He's one of my big inspirations in music, but it's been a really fun song to sing this summer. Hope you like it.
Head hanging down. Well, I wanna die. should have never, oh, never, ever, oh, made you cry. Don't you know I sit around with my head hanging down, 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 loving you. You know life without love, but it's so lonely,
it's so lonely, babe. Yeah, so lonely, babe.
I don't think, no, I don't think come on home, baby.
Come on,
come on and take it.
Come on, yeah.
All I can do, all I can do since you've gone is cry. Oh, 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 oh. Don't you ever wonder, worry that pretty little head about it, baby. Cause don't you know I sit around with my head hanging down, and I
we are talking with members of Hyannis Sound, Cape Cod's male a cappella group. What are the differences in technique for singing a cappella versus, you know, a musical instrument or being in some kind of a band? Is it? I mean, because you're really, you're like an instrument. The girls, you're human instruments, really.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I played saxophone for a few years, and I know Grayson actually played for a lot longer than I did.
I played saxophone, too.
Oh, no way. Wow. That's awesome. Must be a correlation there. But I think the biggest challenge for us is that your saxophone is not going to break if you play it too much. And the voice definitely gets tired when you perform every day. So one of the biggest things that I've learned in this group is how to sing with better technique. Jared's been hugely helpful in that respect. He knows a lot about vocal technique and just trying to stay healthy. Yeah. It can be a lot. We had our bootleg concert on Wednesday. It was like a 3-hour show.
Wow. Yeah.
So we all woke up yesterday with sadder voices than normal. Yeah.
Let's bring Jared into the conversation. And Jared Gravely, you are the music director, right? So come right into that microphone there. So talk about that. How do you keep the guys without breaking their voices?
So a lot of it involves warming up. So I like to take a long time and warm everyone up really slowly. Because if you go right into singing, then it's hard to engage your whole entire body. But once you warm up, it's all about making sure that we stay mindful of the connection to our breath, all the good technique that we reinforce during warm-ups. Warm-ups are so key. Mm-hmm. And then also, a lot of it has to do with the arrangements. If the arrangements are too high or too low or in a weird spot for anybody's voice, it can really be taxing. Mm-hmm. And so if there are any parts that are too high or too low, like I said, then we usually like to change them so that we can sing them every night. There have been a couple songs in the past where the parts are kind of weird, so we will change them around so that we can sing them every night.
Yeah. And how do you make the music selection? How do you choose what you're going to perform?
So every year, everybody talks about what songs we want to sing and what songs we think people would enjoy on Cape Cod. And so it's a really democratic process because if not everybody is on board for a song, then we're not going to enjoy singing it. Mm-hmm. So we like to keep it very democratic.
Yeah. All right. And I want to know, why have you guys never performed with the girls? I mean, that seems like a no-brainer. I guess we were hoping you guys could do something here, but your schedules, I guess, didn't jive to actually rehearse anything. But you should think about that.
Yeah, well, we do joint shows with them, mm-hmm. For sure. We've got a joint show with them on July 29th.
But you don't sing together.
No, we don't typically sing songs together just because we spend so much time, and I know that they do too, pushing out an arrangement for this group can take 8 to 10 hours. Yeah. And then it takes another 4 to 6 hours to get them rehearsal ready for some of our more difficult pieces.
I think that would be a cool thing for next summer.
Yeah, definitely. Wouldn't it be?
I mean, yeah. I want to talk about the coolness factor. You know, Pitch Perfect 2, starring Anna Kendrick, are about a cappella groups in competition. And first, these movies are comedies, but for those of you who saw the films, was there some truth about competitive singing here? Are the groups really that ruthless?
I wouldn't say on Cape Cod they are. I think
but
what we
college,
do in the summer, yeah, in college, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So Anthony and I both are in groups that compete, and some of the other guys are in the group too. But definitely, what we do during the summer is nothing like that. Yeah. You know, we're here. The purpose of these groups is to make people happy, and you know, to get experience running a small business. But mostly, it's just to make people that are vacationing on Cape Cod happy and sing music that is pleasing to them. And, you know, sing some of the oldies and sing some stuff on the radio, make kids happy and make, you know, adults happy too, and just appeal to all these generations. But it definitely is competitive during the school year a little bit, but
And so now that we've had movies like that, and there's been some, I mentioned Glee and the Sing Off, whatever these shows that we've had, there are a lot more people, the spotlight's shining more on a cappella groups, and you have a lot more people becoming aware, and they're a little bit cooler than they used to be, right? So do you have a lot more people going, hey, I want to be with the cool guys too? Do you find that there's more competition in trying to get into groups like this or in your college a cappella groups?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a cappella is starting to breach the mainstream a little bit, definitely in college. And every year we have more people sending in videos and more people auditioning for us. As a cappella is growing, you know, the groups get more attention, and it's really cool. And also with, you know, social media kind of becoming more popular, we're able to put out more content, and that's something that we're really striving to do going forward with this group, is putting out more videos and more content. Our, you know, we just reached 6,000 likes on Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
right?
It's a big deal, and we're continuing to grow, and I know the same is for Cape Harmony, and it's really cool because with that comes more talented people and more people becoming aware of this group, and it's really cool to just see it grow and see that process.
Who's looking for a career in music? Any of you hoping to... Oh, wow. Most of you. Interesting. Somebody, I'm not sure. Maybe. Yeah. What are you hoping to do, Grayson?
Well, I'm not sure. I studied a double major in music and marketing, but I have a BBA in marketing, but I'd love to work in music business if I can. So I don't have any plans for the fall yet. So if I can meet someone up here that can help hook me up with something, then that'd be cool, but not sure yet.
All right. Jason, why don't you tell us who makes up Hyannis Sound? You are Jason Burke.
I am Jason Burke. I'm from Hooksett, New Hampshire. Just graduated from Elon University. We have Grayson Kilgo. He's from Fairfax, Virginia. He just graduated from William & Mary. We have Matt Goldstein. He's a new guy this year. He's from Sharon, Massachusetts, and he just graduated from Vassar College. We have Ryan LaForest. It's his third summer in the group. He just graduated from Berklee College of Music in Boston, and he is from Boxborough, Massachusetts. We have Anthony Rodriguez. He's our OM this summer. It's his second summer with this group of guys. He is from Norwood, Massachusetts, and he is going into his fourth year at Northeastern University. Sorry. We have Nolan Roach. It's his first summer in the group. He's from Orange, Connecticut, and he goes to Bowdoin College. We've got Jared Gravely. He just graduated from UConn. Go Huskies. He's our MD this year, and it's his third summer in the group. We've got Peter Carboni. He's a new guy as well. He just graduated from UMass Amherst, and he is originally from Wareham, Massachusetts. We've got Will Wolves. Where are you from, Will?
Richmond,
Virginia. Will is from Richmond, Virginia. It's his first summer in the group. He's singing bass. He's a pleasure to have around. And last and certainly not least, we have Mark Farnham. He graduated from Ithaca College, and he's from Rochester, New York.
You guys, thank you so much for coming in and singing for us. Yeah, we really appreciate
that.
Hyannis Sound and Cape Harmony perform most days and travel to many different towns on the Cape. We'll have links to the performance schedule for both of the Cape Cod's a cappella groups at our website, capeandislands.org. We go out on Hyannis Sound performing the late George Michael's Freedom 90. I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.
Freedom! 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 You gotta give for what you take! Freedom, 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 you gotta give for what you take.
Heaven knows I was just a young boy, didn't know what I wanted to be.
Didn't know what I wanted to be.
I
was every little hungry schoolgirl's pride and joy. I guess that was enough for me.
I guess it was enough for me.
To win the race, a prettier face, get brand new clothes and a big fat place on your rock and roll TV.
Rock and roll TV. Yeah, yeah.
But today the way I play the game has got to change, oh yeah. I think I'm gonna get me some happy.
I think I'm gonna get me some happy.
I think there's something you should know.
I think it's time I told you so.
There's something deep inside of me.
There's someone else I've got to be.
Take back your picture in a frame.
Take back your singing in the rain.
I just hope you understand. Sometimes the closer now make the man. All we have to do now is take these lies and make them true somehow. All we have to see is that I don't belong to you, and you don't belong to me. Heaven knows we sure had fun, boy. Just my buddies and me. We had every big shot, good time band on the run, boy. We were living in a fantasy. We won the race, got out of the place. Got brand new clothes and a brand new face. So the boys on MTV. But today the way I play the game has got to change, oh yeah. I think I'm gonna get me some happy.
I think I'm gonna get me some happy.
Here we go. I think there's something you should know.
I think it's time I stop the show.
There's something deep inside of me, yeah.
Someone I forgot to be.
Take back your picture in a frame.
Don't think that I'll be back again.
I just hope you understand.
Sometimes the clothes do not make the man.
All we have to do now is take these lies and make them true somehow. That I don't belong to you, and you don't belong to me. Yeah, yeah, freedom. I won't let you down. I will not give you up. You gotta give for what you take.
Freedom,
freedom. You gotta give for what you take. Freedom, freedom, freedom. You gotta give for what you take, yeah.
Freedom, freedom, freedom.
You gotta give for what you take. Freedom.